نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. With respect to listeners, as discussed last night, the 15th night of Shaaban, the speciality of it is Allah Ta'ala's reign of mercy and forgiveness starts from the very beginning of the night, that is after Maghrib Salah, right till dawn. So inshallah we'll discuss suggested guidelines for ibadat on this auspicious night. So inshallah we'll start after the Maghrib Salah. After the Faras Salah, recite this dua 3 times while lifting your hands. The dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read on the 15th night of Shaaban in Sajda. So we read 3 times inshallah. A'udhu bi afrika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la ufsi sanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. What does it mean? That, O Allah, through the agency of your forgiveness, I seek protection from your punishment. And O Allah, I seek shelter in your pleasure from your displeasure. And O Allah, I seek safety in you from you. And as I cannot fully praise you, you are as your praise yourself. So we'll read that 3 times after the Maghrib Salah while lifting the hand, inshallah. Thereafter, we'll read 6 rakat Salatul Awwabin. Salatul Awwabin comes from the word Awwab, the lovers of Allah. And it also can mean Tawwab, those who repent and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the 6 rakat, how you will recite it, is 2 rakat sunnat namaz we are going to read. We'll add another 2 rakat nafil and another 2 rakat nafil. So 2 plus 2 plus 2. And a person can read the shortest of surahs as well, no problem. And what great rewards is mentioned, person who reads 6 rakats after Maghrib Salah, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the reward of 12 years of Nafal Ibadat. 12 years of Nafal Ibadat, subhanAllah. Then we will read our Tasbih Fatimi, 33 times subhanAllah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Then we'll recite the Quran al-Kareem, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak. As the Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullahi has mentioned in Fadali Amal, that the person who reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak between Maghrib and Isha, then he will get the reward as if though he stood in Salah on Laylatul Qadr. Thereafter, inshallah, a suggestion we should recite 100 times, Astaghfirullah. 100 times, Astaghfirullah. Also very important to read our Isha Salah and our Fajr Salah with Jamaat. The reason is the person who reads his Isha Salah with Jamaat, you will get half the night of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then person who reads, who follows it up and reads his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, then inshallah you'll get as if though you spend the entire night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how easy it is. So those at home, we make sure inshallah we establish salah with jamaat, our fajr and our isha inshallah. So from Maghrib to Isha was discussed. So basically there are 3 segments we are discussing. After Maghrib, after Isha, and then at the time of Tahajjud, Qiyamul Layl. So Maghrib is finished. Now we are doing Isha, inshallah. After Isha Salah, we again read, after the Imam makes Salam, again inshallah, all of us should engage in this dua 3 times. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la ufsi sanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Why I'm saying after the Maghrib, and after Isha Salah, because these are the times when du'as are accepted, inshallah. Then after Isha Salah, we'll read our 2 rakat sunnah namaz as normal, and then we'll add another 2 rakat nafil namaz. Here again, from established from the authentic hadith, the person who reads 4 rakat after Isha Salah, you'll get the reward of performing Salah on Laylatul Qadr, subhanAllah. Then after that, we'll read Tasbih Fatimi. You will read our form of Witr Salah, inshallah. Then suggested is to read Quran as much as possible. Whatever we can manage, of the Quran al-Kareem. After Maghrib, we are reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak. So a person wants to read Surah Yasin and read from his Khatam of the Quran al-Kareem, then even better, because the month of Shaban is known as Shahrul Qurra. It's the month of the recitals of the Quran al-Majid. So as much as possible, you should try and read Quran al-Kareem. Then suggested after that, we should try and make tasbihat. So the following tasbihat are given as guidelines, inshallah. The first one is 100 times istighfar, 100 times astaghfirullah. And the second one, 100 times durood sharif, the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third one, 100 times la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The fourth one, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the fifth one, we read subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Each one has great merits, istighfar, durood sharif. How can we ever forget Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his barakah that we are enjoying the night of Shab-e Barat? So we should read durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istighfar, great benefits. Then la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Then la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is the cure for 99 diseases and sickness, the least of which is worry. And there are so many other benefits of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. This is mentioned, this is the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are two kalimas, two phrases, that they are very, very light on the tongue. Very light on the tongue, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But very, very weighty on the scales of good deeds. And what is this? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. And it's mentioned in authentic hadith that a person who reads this 100 times, all his gunas, inshallah, will be forgiven. So, yeah, it refers to minor sins. But what is stopping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even forgive our major sins as well, inshallah? So, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Inshallah, whatever I'm saying now will be given out on a WhatsApp as well, inshallah. Then after we make all the zikr 100 times, we'll take a short break, inshallah, 15-20 minutes. Then we will perform salatul tasbih. This is a very, very great salah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle, oh my uncle Abbas, that should I not present to you something? Should I not confer unto you something? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if you read salatul tasbih, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive all your sins. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned your minor sins, your major sins, your sins unknowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, the old sins, the new sins, all sins Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. The after he told Abbas radiallahu anhu, if it's possible, read it every day. If not, then at least once a week. If not, then at least once a month. If not, once a year. But at least once in your lifetime. In fact, it is mentioned in Abbas radiallahu anhu is to read Salatul Tasbih every Jumu'ah. So they are great merits. So how do you perform it? So very briefly, there are four rakats in Salatul Tasbih. And the zikr that you will make is Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So how we will recite it is when we make takbir tahrima, we will read a'udhu sana, then we will read 15 times subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Then we will read surah fatiha and the surah, and after we read the surah, then we will add another 10 times subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. So then gives us 25. Then we'll go into ruku after reading the tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times, we'll read it 10 times. You'll come back coma 10 times. First sajda, 10 times. Between the two sajdas, jalsa, 10 times. Second sajda, 10 times. that will give us an amount of 75. So in total we'll read it 300 times. So in the second rakat, before we start our qiraat, you will read it 15 times again, and then after we read Surah Fatiha and the Surah 10 more times. Then as normal we'll carry on inshallah. So in this way 75 in each rakat, 300 in total. Also it is mentioned certain riwayat, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar, and it goes further, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. So the ulama explain now and then read it. So very easy way out for us to make amal on it inshallah, the first and the last. First one we read Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And if you are reading it before Surah Fatiha, so the first and the 15th one. So in other words, the second till the 14th will be normal. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. Then every other posture, the first and the 10th one, we'll read the full. And from number 2 till number 9, then Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. So inshallah at least we'll do the first and the end, we'll give the full kalima inshallah. Thereafter, then certain ulama did mention what surah should be recited. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that a person should read Al-Haqumul Takathur in the first rakat and surah Asr wal-Asr in the second rakat. In the third rakat, Qul Ya Al-Kafirun, and in the last rakat, Qul Wallahu Had. So that's finished. After Maghrib, after Isha. Now it comes to the last section, Qiyamul Layl Tahajjud. We should at least wake up 1.5 hours before Subah Sadiq. So here we should try and read the minimum 2 rakats up to 8 rakats. And in Nafil Namaz we can make a lot of intentions inshallah. Salatul Tahiyyatul Wudu, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Hajat, Salatul Tawbah. So many intentions you can make. So minimum 2, maximum 8. Then after that we should read Istighfar again 100 times and Astaghfirullah. And you should say it slowly and contemplate, oh Allah, forgive me for this sin, forgive me for that sin. We should not just get over it and done. Then we engage in dua, earnest dua. That's the time where duas are readily accepted. And then suggested also is to go into sajda. Why I'm saying this? The time a person most closest to Allah is the time of sehri. And the position that the person is most closest to Allah is while he is in sajda. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually made this dua in sajda. The same dua. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. So we should try read this in sajda. And very important, try and shed some tears. The hadith says, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. If you can't cry, then imitate a crying person. Subhanallah. When a person tries to imitate a crying person, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. And Allah Ta'ala loves those drops of tears. So may Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. And very important is to stay away from all types of sins. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad al-nas. Oh Abu Huraira, stay away from haram, and you will be regarded as a person who worships Allah Ta'ala the most. So, inshallah, Allah give us the tawfiq, give me, and for all of us tawfiq, inshallah. As I mentioned, these are mere guidelines, and it will make it easy for us, inshallah, if we follow this pattern. And in this way, inshallah, we will draw directly from the treasures of Allah, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness will reign upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.